is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Are you a smoker who's been trying to kick the habit for years without any success? Or are you somebody who's managed to kick the habit without any problem? Or on the flip side, are you somebody who's desperately wanting and trying to get a loved one to give up smoking? If so, this conversation will be of interest to you. Last night we received an email from one of our listeners, and her name is Emer, and she sent the email to dublintalks@98fm.com, and you can do the exact same. dublintalks@98fm.com is our email address. Anyway, here's what Emer wrote to me last night. Hi, Adrian. Just wondering if you could bring up a topic on your show. I am currently 6 months pregnant and am sick and tired of having the same conversation with my husband about giving up smoking. Since finding out that we are expecting our first baby, I've been on and on at my husband to quit smoking, and he keeps promising he will, but it just isn't happening. He tried to give them up back in March, but ended up right back on them a couple of weeks later. He claims that giving up just isn't that simple, and that I don't understand because I've never been a smoker. I'm just wondering if any of your listeners who have ever been in this situation, what do they do? How did those who did manage to give up actually do it? Could they offer any advice on the best way to quit? Or am I wasting my time if my husband really doesn't want to give up? It's caused a few rows in our home now, and it really is stressing me out because I really want him to give them up, especially before the baby comes along. Any advice or stories or experiences would be much appreciated. And that's from a lady who is signed her name Emer. Now, that could have been written by my wife, except she's not pregnant. That could have been written by our Katie. She is pregnant, actually, but this wasn't written by our Katie. But it could have been written by many, many, many women. So the situation is, she's at him and at him and at him to quit smoking before the baby comes along. And she wants to know what to do. How do I get him to stop? Brendan, this is fairly serious, Emer, if you're looking for advice. Anyway, she is looking for advice. And I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. You can text, you can WhatsApp, or you can do exactly what Brendan just did. Send us a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98.
Hi, Adrian. Yeah, I gave up the cigarettes almost a year ago now. The catalyst was that my girlfriend told me she wouldn't get pregnant. So, best thing I've ever done, got hypnotised, and no looking back. Thanks.
Good man, Brendan. So, he's basically given an ultimatum. Does that work? Have you ever given somebody an ultimatum to give up smoking? It's me or the cigarettes? Let me know on 6797981 now. Hannah, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Hannah.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Hannah, I see on my screen here that you're 7 weeks off the smokes today. So well done on that. So what, you gave them up in the middle of lockdown, did you?
I know, everyone says I was mad, but sure, it has to be done.
Okay, so was that the catalyst that made you give them up?
No, I had just kind of decided it was kind of time, and I kind of felt like, you know, they were starting to control everything I was doing, and, you know, I couldn't go for a walk with the dogs without making sure I had my cigarettes, or, you know, I couldn't go get into my car and go to Tesco or Super Value or whatever, but making sure I had one so I could smoke one before I'd go into the shop. So I just kind of decided it was kind of time to stop.
Now, the issue here with this particular lady, Emer, is that it's not her that smokes, it's her husband. She's 6 months pregnant, so the baby due in a couple of matter of weeks. And she wants them to give them up, but there's just no getting them to. How do you get somebody to give up smoking?
I think personally for me, what I did is I just picked a day. I made sure it wasn't a Monday and it wasn't a Sunday. So I just picked a Wednesday, middle of the week, and I just decided I wasn't going to buy anymore. So I smoked my last one on the Tuesday night and then got up on the Wednesday morning and changed my routine. So I'd usually get up, have a cigarette, have a coffee, have another cigarette. So I just took the cigarettes out of it completely, but sat in a different room in the house instead of sitting in the kitchen. which is obviously where the back door is. I'd go into the sitting room and have my coffee. Just little things like that that you can try, and you know.
And yeah, okay, that's fine because you are the smoker, okay? But in this particular case, and the one thing I did say, and I do believe this, the more you nag somebody over smoking, the less likely they are to give them up. And
I would agree with that.
And I am that I am that soldier, I have to be honest. And the more people go on about it, the more I just, oh yeah, okay, oh, whatever, whatever, whatever. And I know they're only saying it for my own interest, and I know they all have good intentions and all of that, but it doesn't work, nagging somebody. Sure it doesn't.
No, it doesn't work, because my family would always nag me and say, oh, you need to stop smoking, and I'd be like, oh yeah, yeah. But don't get me wrong, I love smoking, love going outside, blah, 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 but I just decided no. And what I've done is, instead of going to the shop every day and buying my box for €12, what I do is I save it every single day. And now I have, this morning, €588 that I wouldn't have had 7 weeks ago.
Really? 588 quid?
Yeah, so that's my incentive. So my goal is to reach €1,000 and then buy myself something nice.
No,
that I would never have bought before.
Okay, so you're being very diligent in putting away the money that you would have spent on. That's fantastic. 588 quid.
Yeah.
Well done, because a lot of people don't actually stick to that of saving. Jeez, you're making me feel really bad now.
It's just weird to look at it. When I look at it this morning, I'm like, God, that's a lot of money when you don't have it. Like,
so what advice would you give to Emer? As I said, it's her husband is the smoker. Since finding out she was pregnant, she's been on and on and on at him to quit smoking. He promises he will, but it's just not happening. What do you do if you're...
It's kind of hard, I suppose, because she's pregnant. So I'm obviously not in that situation. So I can't fully kind of give an opinion. But maybe sit down with him and have a conversation at the kitchen table and say, like, oh, can we just pick a day like I did? You know, can we pick a Wednesday or a Thursday? You know, and like maybe say, like, oh, you'd have this amount of money left. And like, I don't really know, Adrian. It's hard because she's pregnant. I can't really, but that's what I would do.
But she obviously thought that her being pregnant with their first child might have been the spur to make him give them up. But no, it hasn't been far.
Quitting smoking is very difficult. Like, don't get me wrong. 2 weeks ago, I actually broke my ankle, and the first thing I said was, I want to have a cigarette.
But
I didn't. You know, it is very hard. You know, it depends how long you're smoking for, how much you smoke. But like, just sit down with a man and say, like, look, can we pick a day, even if it's in 6 weeks' time, can we just pick a day that you'll try, do you know?
And you try and hold them to that.
You know? Yeah. Like, she's carrying your baby, do you know? Like, come on.
All right, Hannah, good luck with... You seem very confident off some 7 weeks now, are you?
Yeah, but Adrian, I feel better. Like, you know, my skin is better. I'm sleeping better. I don't have to get up when I wake up in the morning, I don't have to clear my throat. You know, like, it's just a lot easier for me personally. But I know it's obviously not as for everyone else.
Good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed, Hannah. 6797981 is our telephone number. Nathan, you're on 98FM. How are you, Nathan?
How are you getting on?
Nathan, you're currently a smoker.
Yeah.
And you reckon this woman is wasting her time?
In a sense, because I think if somebody wants to quit smoking, they will. If they don't, they'll always make excuses for it.
And by the sounds of it, that's exactly what he's doing. He's saying, I will give them up.
Instead of him just sitting down and saying, look, I won't smoke around you, I won't smoke around the baby.
Now, he may well have done that. She hasn't said one way or the other whether he has. You'd like to think that he has, that he's been a considerate smoker around her and she's pregnant and all of that. But the point, and it's something I said myself when we were talking about this in the office earlier on, I think nagging actually is... counterproductive, to be quite honest with you, to go on and on and on about it. What would you advise her to do to get him to stop smoking?
I'd advise us just kind of, like what that girl Hannah said, sit down and have a conversation with him and say, if you want to smoke, or even suggest him cutting down on the smokes and weaning himself off instead of just saying, you're not smoking, and that's it, because he won't last. Because he'll just smoke when she's not around anyway.
He'd just end up smoking in private, basically, or in secret.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like that other fella that was on said that girl said she wouldn't get pregnant if he didn't quit smoking. If people really want to smoke, they could give her a smoking while the girlfriend got pregnant and then started smoking again.
Yeah, that's very true.
So nobody is going to quit smoking unless they want to, not because other people tell them.
Mm. All right, Nathan, any plans to give them up yourself?
not at the moment. Anyways, I enjoy it too much.
All right, fair enough. All right, thank you, Nathan. 6797981 is our telephone number. This is a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98 from Adam.
Well, Adrian, I'm a smoker myself, and I know exactly where he's coming from, but. It is one. It's one of the hardest things ever to give up. Now, I tried myself, and not a chance could I do it. And especially there with the woman pregnant. I say she's going through his head, but he needs to go out and have a nice smoke, you know?
Okay. And Tony says smoking actually cost him his relationship.
Adrian, my advice to Emer's husband would be to give up the smokes now. Don't wait. If it sounds like it's really something that's bothering your wife, if you let it fester, 2 years down the line after the baby is born, your wife may just lose her attraction to you because of the smokes. That happened to me. I'm separated, and it sounds virtually identical to my situation.
Oh, Tony. Right, Tony. Thank you. Hannah, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Hannah.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you, Hannah. You've heard this lady's difficult dilemma. How does she get him to stop smoking?
I made a bargain with him that if he gave up smoking, I'd give up something else.
Oh, right. So, what did you say you'd give up?
Well, I don't want to say it over the air.
Oh, I see. Intriguing. Right, you have me absolutely intrigued. So you basically, you told him, if you give up smoking, I'll give up X, whatever that X thing is.
Yeah.
And did he?
He did, and he never smoked another cigarette in his life.
God, you must have had some... you have me terribly curious, Hannah, to know what that X is, but I won't push it anymore, because... You don't want to tell me for some reason.
So anyway, that's it, and I never did it again either.
You never did it again either, and he never smoked. So that's fair. Okay, so try and gently persuade him with some moral blackmail, basically.
Yes, there must be something that you don't agree on that you do, and, you know, you don't... Like, they smoke, you don't like it, so...
You give up something that they don't like.
That they don't like.
Ah, yes, I'm with you. Yeah. Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you. Tina, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Tina.
Hi, Adrian. Adrian, my life was ruined with smoking. My whole couldn't go into a shop without coming back out to have a cigarette. My kids were giving out about the smell of smoke caught me. So I took a decision to go on the train down to Longford to a man called Derek Cobb. He was on the Late Late Show years ago.
Right.
And I went in, and he said to me, have your last cigarette before you come in my door. I went in, had my last cigarette, up the stairs to him, and I stared at a laser on the wall for 15 minutes, and touch wood, I never turned...
What did he do?
He set me in a chair.
Yeah.
And he just put like a laser light on the wall. And I had to stare at that while he was talking to me for about 15 minutes.
And what was he saying to you while you're staring at this laser light on the wall?
He was telling me to repeat myself that I don't want to smoke again because of my health problems and things like that, Adrian. But I have to say, it turned my life around. It was the best €180 I have ever spent. I haven't touched a cigarette in nearly 4 years.
Oh, 4 years, really?
4 years, Adrian. And actually, a friend of mine that went to him 20 years ago, and he's off for 20 years. But this man does Skype and all in America. And he told me if I even ever felt putting a cigarette in my mouth to bring him back straight away.
So, let me ask you then, in terms of this lady's dilemma, and it's not her that's the smoker, it's him.
It's him,
Her that's looking for advice on getting him to give up the smokes.
Well, I think, Adrian, if I could get hypnotized and it walked on me, yes, I think you should go for it.
I know, but how does she persuade him? Obviously, he should go for it. He did try to give them up. Well, so it's not him that's looking for the help, it's her.
It's her. I don't know, Adrian.
I mean, you know, for all the years that you were smoking...
I mean, I was smoking 40 a day, Adrian.
Right, people nagging you never worked,
did it? Yeah, my kids were nagging me all the time, and the smell of smoke here and everything. But this is what I got this man online and I went out. I said, I'm going to give it a try. And it was €180, Adrian, and I went to him, and I've never looked back. You can Google him up. He's called Derek Cobb, and he's a hypnotist. And anyone that's went to him, it has worked for them.
All right, very good. And you're still, well, you're proof, aren't you?
I've nearly 4 years and I haven't touched an agent. I smoked 40 a day.
All right, very good. Thanks very much, Tina. Now, Mick, you gave up smokes, went back on them, gave them up again. Are you still off them?
Yeah, I'm off them now. I'm off them now 4 years since October.
All right, very good. Now, that's brilliant. That's exactly what Emer wants her husband to do, but he's not playing ball. He says, oh, I'll give them up, I'll give them up, but he never does. What should she do?
There's a book called Alan Carr, The Easy Way to Stop Smoking.
I've seen it, yeah.
If you got that book, there's a disc in it. Now, I used it a few times. You smoke reading the book, and then you listen to the CD. But my problem was, I got off them, I went to the pub, had a few pints.
Oh, the old killer pub, yeah.
So then I went back onto it, book again. I read the book for a few times, and all of a sudden it wouldn't work anymore. So I had to go and get hypnotized. So I went to get hypnotized, and that worked. But see all this chewing gums and this and that, that doesn't work. That's all a gimmick.
But it's not that it doesn't work. They do work, but you're still getting nicotine into your system. Isn't that part of the problem?
That's part of the problem. As they say, is nicotine's a drug, and the statistics is more people die every year from smoke-related illness than drugs or drink.
Yeah, that's probably accurate, yeah. So you would suggest then that she maybe subtly go out, buy that book and just leave it on the kitchen table kind of thing?
Or even, what I did was, I went to the Dublin City Council Library, and I joined the library, and I rented the book out. I got the book, and I read it, brought it back. Or you could go to Easton's and buy it.
Right, but okay.
It's very hard to get now, I think, in Easton's. But it does work.
And, the book does still exist. You can get it online or whatever.
You probably get it on Amazon and all that.
So you would suggest that if he's not listening, to maybe go and buy that book and then try and encourage him to read it?
Yeah, buy the book, you smoke with the book and all that, and it does work. Everything in the book relates to you as a person, as a smoker.
Mm.
You try to cut down. Like I said years ago, I'd smoke 10 a day, and that's what I won't do anymore. But you can't do that, because you start craving for more.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it, for a lot of smokers, it's all or nothing.
Yeah, and I had patches on me. I take the patch off, I have a smoke, as people probably know.
And
you
stick the patch back on again. All right, so that's a very good suggestion, to maybe buy that book and give it to him and ask him to. All you're asking him to do is read the book, really, isn't it?
As you said before, you have to want yourself to give up. You can't have other people saying give up smoking.
No, I agree. I think nagging is it does the exact opposite, to be honest, makes people smoke secretly or whatever. Catherine, you're on 98 FM. Hiya, Catherine.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Catherine, you are a smoker.
I am. I smoke 20 a day for 30 years now.
Oh, fantastic.
I know.
I say that sarcastically, but...
I know. I'm in the middle of Alan Carr's book.
And how are you finding it?
Good. Yeah, excellent. Yeah.
Is it getting in on you? Isn't that the idea, that it gets in on you?
I think it's going to work. Yeah, I'm feeling positive about it.
Because I think that I did read it years ago, and it did work at the time, but me being me.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling positive now.
So the whole idea is to, of the book, and this is the suggestion that she get a copy of the book and just give it to him and ask, just say to him, please just read this. That's all I'm asking you to do. Rather than nagging him. But the idea of the book, from what I remember, is to make you feel like a bit of a gobshite by the end of it for letting cigarettes control your life. Isn't that it?
And like I spend €70 a week on cigarettes. Mm. And so does my husband. I mean, the two of us spend that much.
Is he reading the book?
He's not reading the book, not yet. As soon as I finish it, I'll give it to him.
Okay.
But if the two of us gave them up...
It would be much easier, I'm sure, yeah. Wouldn't we? Yeah, you'd save a fortune for starters, but I'm sure it would be much easier if both of you were off them.
And my poor son, like, he bought us the book when he was about 14, you know, like, he's desperate for us to give them up.
Oh, right, okay.
So and I should... You think I'd be weighed by the guilt factor there, like, you know...
No, and unfortunately, this is the point that I was making a while ago and addressing it to Emer, who sent me in the message in the first place. Nagging him is not going to work. Moral blackmail, maybe if you've something to morally blackmail him with, but the suggestion so far, the best suggestion I've heard so far is to go and buy that book and just leave it on the kitchen table and say, please just read that.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you think it's getting in on you, you think it's going to work?
I think it's going to work, yeah. And I hope it works for that girl, Emer, like with a brand new little baby. Like, you don't
want smoking around the little baby, of course not. All right, good to talk to you, Catherine, and the best of luck with the book, the Alan Carr Easy Way to Stop Smoking book. This is Will, who sent us this WhatsApp voice note.
Hi, Adrian. Willie here from Mullingar. About that dilemma there with the smoking, the thing is, Adrian, that she wants him to quit smoking, but it's him that he needs to want to quit smoking. I gave up the cigarettes 15 years ago now. I got up one morning, I decided that I didn't want to smoke again, and I haven't smoked. It's all in your head. If he wants to give up smoking, he will. I know that people are saying it's not easy. I'm in the same position. My partner now, she smokes. I've asked her to give them up. She's tried, but like that, at the end of the day, it's something, if they want to do it, they will. Okay, thanks.
Vanessa, what would you advise Emer to do here to try and get her husband, she's 6 months pregnant, try and get the husband off?
Good afternoon, Adrian. I was just listening in to you there. Well, basically, I was a smoker, like, and for years I tried my best, obviously, to get off them myself and stuff like that. And then right before the pandemic, I just got up one morning and I said, you know what, I've had enough of this. So I kept myself busy in the gym and dropping the kids off to school, go straight to the gym and then do whatever I had to do, like, you know, on my course and stuff. So I found keeping myself busy got me off the cigarettes easy enough. And then it was my partner, who was actually that bit younger than me. He's 24 years of age. And his lung actually collapsed with spontaneous pneumothorax, and a hole formed in his lung from smoking. And it collapsed there just about a year ago.
Wow.
At Christmas time. Yeah, it was scary. Like, you know, he's 24 years of age. Like, you don't really hear of stuff like that. So even with that, like, in tubes hanging out of him and serious operations and them gluing his lung back up together, he was still adamant to get out on that trolley and get out the door to smoke. Surgeons were like, no, you're not going, you're not going. So I just gave up. I was like, you know what, there's no point. If you're going to do this, this has to be something that you want to do. It has to be something that's like, you know, you're adamant about. Like, he's not a child, he's a grown man, you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, the best thing to do is let them see. Now, I saved nearly $3,000 to get him off the cigarettes, and I showed him. I said, look it, do you know what I mean?
What do you mean to get him off them? What did you spend the $3,000 on?
No, I spent $3,000 getting off cigarettes myself.
Oh, I see. Sorry. Yes.
I had showed him one day. I said, look what you could do. Like, are you serious? Like, you're just wasting money. Like, and even through the pandemic now, like, it tested my patience, you know, being at home instead of being able to be out and on in my home with the kids all day. And like, you know, it's really got to me. But I've showed him, and I've even suggested getting him the vape. Now, I know loads of people are against the vape, but I give him the one with no nicotine.
The only reason some people would be against it is because you're just continuing a smoking habit. It mightn't be as dangerous as cigarettes.
100%, but, yeah. And I've made sure that now, he's like their little flavors like watermelon or cola and just all these things, but he enjoys it because it's given him, you know, that the hand to mouth thing.
Yes, yeah, and that is part. So you're working on him, but again, as you said yourself, Vanessa, he's the only one who can make that decision ultimately. All right, I appreciate your call, and Arvin, I'm really sorry, I'm out of time. I don't have time for your call. Sorry about that.
The Sound of the City, 98 FM's Dublin Talks, weekdays from 10 a.m. with Adrian Kennedy.